It is the first Tuesday of the month. That brings in Baxter County Sheriff John Montgomery. And of course, Heather Loftus is here. Good morning, both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you going to come out to March and Lumber Company on Thursday? Big birthday party, grilling hot dogs, giving away patio furniture.
Wow. I may need to.
I mean, Phil Honey himself is going to be manning the grill.
Wow.
I know.
I may have to do that. Of course, I remember when Martians was up here.
I know.
You know,
the lumber number.
The lumber number. Hey, 4253168.
The lumber number.
Hey, how about that?
I think he's right.
You could say anything. I really don't know the answer.
I was just
a toddler back then.
I remember those ads on KTLO.
That's right.
That's right.
I know. A lot of fun. Well, I mean, I know that. I mean, you frequent all those stores. I mean, you're always doing projects at your house and stuff. Did you finally get your yard mowed last night?
I did in the rain. It got to the point I just said, you know, I'm going to finish this. So
you got to get it finished because, Sheriff, it's a busy weekend in Baxter County.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Here we go.
Yep. 4th of July. The 3rd of July is our busiest night of the year by far. We bring in everybody because it's the fireworks on Lake Norfolk.
Sure.
This year will be a little bit of a challenge just because the water's high, and so parking is going to be premium. I figure we'll have a lot more boats out just because that's, you know, for a lot of people, it's going to be easier for them to get to the fireworks and see than it is try to find a place to park. And so I've got to brag on our guys real quick. So back 20 years ago, and even before that, if you went to the fireworks and you drove out there, it'd be 1 or 2 in the morning before you'd finally get to leave.
Yeah.
And so one of our deputies came up with an idea, and I don't even remember how many years ago, 7, 8, 9 years ago. And so we implemented this to try. And for the last 19 years in a row since we've been doing this, we've had all of the traffic dispersed in 1 hour.
Our listeners can't see this, but I am knocking on wood on your behalf right now.
I mean, it is. They do such an incredible job. And so we want, of course, the main thing, we want everybody to get home safely. And so if you do park real quick on 101, anywhere up that way towards, you know, Gamalia or Panther Bay or whatever, when you exit there, you're going to have to turn right to go back towards Mountain Home.
No turning left. Yep.
But if you get up there, you can pull in a driveway, turn around, and go back the other way. There will be a section because of the high water. We're going to do the same thing over at Henderson. People coming out will have to turn right because when you stop traffic to allow people to turn left, it's not just the time it takes to turn, but it's getting traffic stopped safely and starting. So it takes up a lot of time. So this will speed up things. If you're heading back, then you go up, turn around, come back the other way.
Did you guys assisted on Saturday night at Red, White, and Blue with PD?
Very little. I mean, that's...
Well, I'm going to say you got a high bar to set there, Sheriff, because PD, I was home. We timed it from the last firework to the moment we pulled in the driveway. 14 minutes.
Wow.
It's pretty good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really good. I mean,
it was
a lot of fun. So the fireworks were awesome. I can't wait to see what Lake Norfolk has planned. It's always so much fun. Have you been out in... I mean, I'm sure you... that's a stupid question for me to ask you, but like watching it from a boat?
No, I'm actually in the... Well,
you're in the helicopter?
Way before I was sheriff, I've watched it in a boat, but uh-huh. In the helicopter. And so what we do is we fly beforehand, a little public relations. We wave at the kids. They all love that. And then circle around, yeah. And then we land. And then when the fireworks are over, we get back up, but we do two things. Number one, we're monitoring the boat traffic. And if anyone starts getting a little, you know, crazy, we can hit them with a spotlight. And it takes care of it. At the same time, you're monitoring traffic.
Yeah.
So we can actually direct when you've got backup from up there because you can see everything mm-hmm. from up there. So 1 year, I decided it would be fun to watch the fireworks from the helicopter.
Was that fun for you?
Never going to do that again. I'll just leave it at that. We're never going to do that again. So, but it's... you know, it's just, it really does help. And when there is a problem and sometimes you have an accident, I think it was 2 years ago, they had a medical emergency, but they didn't know where we are. We were able to find them from the air and get help to them. So it's a big help.
Yeah. Of course, lots of activities going on. The town is busy. You can feel it. It really started last week, and I know that we can all feel it. This is a big weekend for our county.
It is, and 4th is on a Friday, and so that helps too. I mean, because, you know, you're not dividing it up.
I think we should issue a grocery clerk alert.
I think you're too late.
Hey, it's not going to be bread and milk. It's going to be buns and... adult beverages. Yeah. I'm
afraid. See, I thought you were going to say we should make the 4th always be on a Friday.
I think we should, and I think the Monday after the Super Bowl should be a federal holiday.
There you go.
I mean, I'm all for both of those, sir. So, I mean, when you live here, when you when you're surrounded by lakes and rivers and mountains, I mean, the 4th of July weekend, it's, I mean, everybody looks forward to it.
Well, and I'll tell you, we have lots and lots of people come in from all over the United States, and so I encourage folks to be patient. I mean, I understand we live here, and so you don't want to wait in line at the grocery store or whatever, but be kind. We want these people are here spending their money, and we want them to have a good time. We want them to come back. So be courteous and to those folks and bite your tongue if you have to. So
apologies for a non-hard-hitting interview this morning. I think we're all excited about the upcoming weekend.
Well, it is. I mean, and you know, this is kind of, this is almost like a free pass for you.
I know. So, I mean, I was making my grocery list before you got here. I mean, truly. So.
Quorum Court tonight, nothing major there. It's kind of a lot of housekeeping stuff. And so, I mean, it's, we're busy, but fortunately not, I mean, not serious stuff.
Many thanks to you and your staff and all the people that support the Baxter County Sheriff's Department. It's going to be a busy weekend for you guys as you let all of us enjoy what this great area has to offer. So many thanks to you, sir.
And what we always say, we want you to have a good time. We want you to enjoy yourself. But we also want to make sure everybody gets home safe. So don't drink and drive. Don't boat and drive, or drink and boating and operate that boat. Plan ahead. Get designated drivers. Have someone else operate the boat. But have a great time.
Mm-hmm. And be careful for the water.
Absolutely. Yep. Water's high, so just be kind of be just
things
cautious.
Are in places they aren't normally are. So
yeah, yep. Exactly.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
No problem. You guys had a great interview there, and looking forward to this terrific weekend coming up.